My theme tonight is, once again, the boys stay ahead of the tipping point. Those who've known me for a long time know many other people predict terrible things in the economy. Oh, we're going to collapse. Oh, we're going to go. Another great question from a subscriber tonight. In fact, in on the webinar software, I hear many economists predicting a hyperinflation and an economic collapse, but from what I hear, you're predicting a slow burn as opposed to hyperinflation. Why aren't you concerned about hyperinflation and collapse of the dollar? Excellent question. We're going to be talking a little bit about that tonight, because my theme tonight is, once again, the boys stay ahead of the tipping point. One of the reasons I'm such a believer in the slow burn is I've had more than several occasions to see how the system is managed. And oftentimes you'll see tension build up in the financial markets, in politics, and as that tension gets stronger and stronger, you think, well, things are really going to open up. We're going to see some real accountability. We're going to see some real transparency. And then all of a sudden something happens and the game shifts again. And it's like every time we're about to hit a tipping point, the people who manage the system shifted in a strong enough way so they stay in control. And I'll give you a perfect historical example of that. I was working with a wonderful investigative reporter at the time writing for Insight magazine, Kelly O'Meara, who'd done a series of stories about all the money, literally trillions of dollars missing from the U.S. Treasury between fiscal 1998 and 2002. And she was just about to publish a cover story that would be delivered to every congressman and senator's office on the so-called missing money. Big cover story with lots of graphs and charts showing how it impacted their constituencies, how much money per taxpayer in each state was missing as a result of the missing money. And then on September 10th, just as the story was about to hit congressional districts, Donald Rumsfeld, Secretary of the Treasury, gave a press conference at Department of Defense confessing in front of the collected reporters that $2.3 trillion had gone missing the prior year from the Department of Defense. And I made the mistake of saying to Kelly, you know, nothing can stop this story from going mainstream now. Well, of course, we know what happened the next morning was 9/11, and Kelly's Insight magazine with a cover story finally hit congressional desks in the middle of September, but nobody cared. And sure enough, DOD got a big $48 billion increase in their appropriations. Well, I think we're looking at another event like that. The story of the week was clearly Hurricane Sandy, which has devastated New York, New Jersey, and areas of the Middle Atlantic East Coast. First and foremost, special prayers for all the people who have been impacted and are digging out from the storm. And let's all, in addition to giving and sending our prayers, pitch in to help people we know who've been impacted or lost power, lost property, lost their businesses. This can be a very traumatic and devastating thing to happen to many, many people. So that I really do hope each one of us will do what we can do.